So good morning to you all. I'm Valérie Adriaans from the University of Leuven from Belgium. I'm going to talk to you about our new repository, which was launched in 2008. First, I'm giving you some background. So who were the key players? I'm from Libis, from the University of Leuven. We did the technical implementation. And we worked together with the Research Coordination Office, who did the overall coordination and who set out also the functional analysis. We worked also with the IT department and together with Admire and Symplectic for the software. So what stands LIRIAS for? It's Leuven Institutional Repository and Information Archiving System. It preserves, stores, captures, distributes, indexes all the outputs, the research outputs from the University of Leuven. So in the past, what we had was this space, there we stored all our metadata and the full text, and we had a front end for all the end users and a back end to manage all the records. And all our integrations were built around it, and there were a lot of customizations, and that was the reason why the DSpace version was outdated. We couldn't updated anymore. We had a version 1, while version 6 was already on the market. Also, our collection structure, there was a lot of maintenance. We kept, for example, our research units from the authors into the publications, and every time when the organizational structure changed, we had to update all the records. So it was a lot of work. For the entries, we had a lot of manual steps to do the entries. And of course, there were a lot of changes in the scholarly environment, like the integrations with external platforms, the identifiers, and the new citations, the metrics. So we wanted to install a new version. And we started with a survey. We organized in 2014 a survey amongst end users and staff to determine priorities. And in fact, there came out a lot of recommendations from 4 working groups, and they formulated their advice in 20 action lines. And those action lines were the base for the tender that was launched in 2015. And in 2016, a year later, 2 candidates came to Leuven for a demo. And so that was the start for LIRIAS version 2. And we selected elements for the storage for the metadata and the upload of the full text. It was also possible to install new publication types like datasets, software, code, translations. And we had also, and that's the big advantage, the automatic capture of research output. So it proposes, the system proposes, if you want it, research output from external databases. And that's really a time saving for the end users. So this is what it looks like, elements. That's the dashboard. And at the right, you see a detail from the record. And then DSpace was also retained as a repository, but mainly for the long-term storage of the full text. And its access is limited to the technical staff, so there isn't a front end for the visitors. For searching into it. It's compatible with international databases like OpenAIRBase and ProQuest. We use OAI PMH for it. And this is what a record looks like in this space. So this is the architecture, and in red you see the core of our system, that's Symplectic and DSpace marked in red. And all the integrations are around it. So the biggest challenge for us was syncing the data between elements and DSpace, of course. We had a complex data model to map all the fields from DSpace to elements and backwards. And we had a lot of strategies to review, clean, and verify the data, and it's still going on. And we created also an elements cache. It's an intermediate layer for the elements API users. In there, the data from elements and DSpace is combined, and all the different versions of a Lirias publication object, just from the external databases, are merged into one record. And we also add some extra information about the authors and the access rights, and that is the base for the discovery services and for the data requests. So you can see it in here marked in red. And then the discovery services, we use LIMO for it, the public view. Is LIMO. It's based on the software from Ex Libris, Primo. I don't know if you know it. We add some new forms of metrics to it, and it also ensures us that Google Scholar, that the output is also published in there. And this is the dashboard from LIMO, and also the search results in LIMO. And that's marked in red, the LIMO services and the web services that are combined. Conclusions. So we started in 2014 and we ended up in 2018. It was a lot of collaboration between different units and stakeholders. And I think the most important message is that was that communication was really crucial about all the changes, the system benefits, and also the further planning was crucial. It's an incremental system, so we try to keep up to date with new policies and the technical developments. So my contribution into this project was very small, but the people you can see on the screen have done all the work. You can always contact me or them if you want more information. And I really want to thank also Admire, who is also present in this room, for the good cooperation. And underneath you can also see the link to the repository. Thank you all.
Thank you, Adrians. I can take one question, or 1 minute question, so if somebody has, okay. And then Jane, please prepare your presentation.
Are you using Elements for its other functionality for?
No, because we have SAP, SAP, and that's used in university, so we don't use the CRIS system, no.